This is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, we're going to talk about personal power. Let's talk about what personal power is, why it's an important topic in the first place, and how you can develop it. All right, so first let's talk about what is it and why is it important. Personal power. I love this idea because to me, in order to go out there and live an amazing kind of life, to live the charged life that I talk about, to have the feelings in life that you want, both the external rewards and the internal feelings of like excitement and fulfillment and happiness and love, to get those things, I think it's impossible to get those without a really reasonably high level of personal power. Personal power, what that means to me, is your ability to go out there and control your environment, but then of course, controlling yourself. So it's the power that you have. It's your willpower. It's what you can get accomplished. Because, and you might have noticed this, that have you noticed that there are different levels of personal power in different people that you know, that you've run across in your life? And this is very apparent once you make this connection, is that it's very clear to see on certain people that they just, you can point at the guy and say, wow, that guy has a lot of personal power. And you could point at this person here and say, no, this guy, he's got no personal power whatsoever, right? What's going to be the difference? Well, let's take a look at some examples. A guy who has no personal power, what is his life going to be like? Well, I would say it's going to look something like this, and we're stereotyping, but I'm just going to start throwing out stereotypes. Well, he's not going to have his financial situation in place. His bank account is going to be at zero, maybe even negative. He's going to be overdrafted, he's going to be using a lot of credit cards, and he's going to be struggling to pay the bills. He's going to be always worried about money. What else? Well, his health is probably going to be very bad. He's going to be eating junk food, he's going to be eating fast food, he's not going to care about his health at all, he's going to be at least 20 pounds overweight, he's going to be unhealthy for his age, he's going to have wrinkles, he's going to look bad, he's probably going to engage in unhealthy activities like smoking, excessive drinking, and maybe drugs of various degrees. And so he's gonna have that. He's gonna really have a lot of trouble with his health. He's also gonna have trouble with relationships because he doesn't have much self-awareness. He doesn't have much personal control. So he's gonna have very fragmented relationships, a lot of tension in relationships. His relationships tend to be getting like roller coasters, big ups and also very big downs. And then of course, a deep history of broken relationships in the past. And maybe even trauma and abuse there, both either taking it or receiving it. So that will be a problem. He's not gonna have really any direction in life. He's not gonna be very self-aware. He's not gonna have a lot of goals. He's not going to be out there being ambitious and pushing himself. He's not going to be doing too well in his career. He's not really going to have much status in his career because it's impossible to accomplish anything big career-wise without having personal power or working to develop it. So he's going to have that area of his life not handled. And of course, that's not going to really help him with his finances. So this person is probably going to be stuck in some very boring, low-paying 9-to-5 job that has no prospects for improvement or advancement, and he's certainly going to be disgruntled, and he's going to hate the world, and he's not going to really enjoy that job, or he's just going to kind of go through it humming along and really not having any sense of contribution to the world. And in fact, this idea of impact or contribution to the world is going to be totally foreign to him because he can't even fathom that because he's so overwhelmed by all the problems in his life. This person is also going to have a horrible mental state, internal mental state. He's going to be worrying all the time. He's going to be anxious. He's always going to be reactive to everything that's happening in his life. And this is going to be further deteriorating his health and further deteriorating his relationships and further deteriorating his situation at work. For example, he might have so many problems in his life that he's always late to work, or he's always angry and abrupt in relationships, or he's totally unconcerned about his health and he's extremely unhealthy. So that is the person with no personal power. Kind of a grim picture, right? You're probably not quite in that shape. I hope you're not. If you are, well, more power to you, then you found the right videos, and this is a good place to start, and then you need a lot more of my help than I thought you did. But let's take a look at the person who has personal power. This is the person who is basically the mirror opposite of that person. This person has excellent finances. He's not worried about his finances because he's making more money than he can spend. And he's not spending it that lavishly, yet at the same time, he's got everything that he wants because he's fulfilled by the things that he's getting. Then, this person has amazing relationships because he's worked on himself. He's always developing himself. He's empathetic. He's understanding of other people, and he's always trying to improve. And so over time, his relationships get better and better and better. Doesn't mean he doesn't have problems, but it means that he's much more masterful there. He's able to control himself. He's also much better with his career. He's probably on track with a great career. His career probably has good prospects. He probably enjoys what he's doing. And if he really did it right, and he has a lot of personal power, then he loves what he's doing, and he's totally committed to it, and it's his life calling. He's also probably concerned about his health, and he's looking out for his health. Maybe he's a little bit overweight, but he knows that it's an issue, and he's working to resolve it. Or he's extremely fit, because he's actually gone through the process of optimizing his health, because he knows that it's important to do that, and that the effects of your health will spill over into all other parts of your life, and he cares about the quality of his life. He's also very grounded internally. So he's got willpower. He doesn't procrastinate. He's not always worrying and overthinking. He's calm. He's not anxious. He's comfortable in himself. He's got pretty good level of confidence and self-esteem. And he's able to go out there and set goals for himself and accomplish pretty challenging things once in a while. He's able to go out there and do it. And sometimes he's really able to make something amazing happen. He's able to set a really ambitious goal and do it, make it happen, spend the time that needs to be spent, and he's able to overcome the emotional challenges involved with getting something, pushing something big through like that. And he's able to improve his life steadily, day after day, month after month, year after year. And he's got a lot of friends because people like that kind of person and they're attracted to him. They see something in him that they want for themselves, which is the personal power. Although usually that personal power is not directly envied, it's more like the external rewards of the personal power envied. But most people don't see through what the external rewards are coming from, and that is the personal power. So personal power is a matter of mastering yourself. It's self-mastery. It's mastering your thoughts and your emotions. And then that spills out into all the different domains of your life, whether it's health, business, money, relationships, career, anything else. So how do you develop it is the question. Well, you develop it through a process. It's not something that you can do in one day. There's no like one single technique, but you develop it by undertaking this process. And first you start by saying, do you want to have personal power? Is personal power something that you value? Do you have a vision of how much personal power you're going to have 5, 10, 15, or 20 years from now? I do. I know that I want as much personal power as I can get because I have big goals for myself. I'm ambitious. I want to change the world. I want to go out there and rock it. I want to live an amazing life. I want to die with no regrets. And to do that, I know that I want to be like this guy. And I want the power. I want the willpower. I want control over myself in order to create the kind of life that I want. Because some of those things I don't have right now. And where I started, I didn't have good health. I had horrible health. I didn't have good relationships. I had horrible relationships. I didn't have any money or a business. So I had to work on that. I had to work on all these things, and I had bad internal mindsets. I had pessimistic thinking, negative thinking. I was always skeptical and critical, and that's where I was. And now I'm at a totally different, evolved level, and that's because I've been doing a lot of personal development for about 5 years. And I anticipate continuing going down this road and getting some really amazing results. In fact, I just think that I just kind of tapped in to this process. Even though I've been doing it for about 5 years, I just tapped into it. I'm really getting a taste of how awesome it is. And I feel like my results are now just starting to accelerate even faster. I'm not getting diminishing returns. I'm getting accelerating returns from this. So this is a process. This is the process of self-mastery, self-actualization. This is why I created actualize.org, is to help people understand that this is out there for them, but then to give them the tools to actually go out there and do it. That's why I publish these videos. So with that, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm going to sign off. This is kind of an intro about personal power. If you really are interested in personal power and you want more of it, then you got to check out the stuff that I've got at actualized.org. So go ahead, comment on this video, tell me what you think. Please share this and like this. That's why I release this content for free. And then go to actualize.org, subscribe to my newsletter right now if you're interested in personal power. You're going to get free videos. I'm not going to spam you. Weekly updates on all the content that I'm publishing. And all of this are amazing strategies and techniques that I've really learned over the last 5 years. And I've spent a lot of time studying and interviewing people and coaching other people and experimenting with this stuff on my life to get you the nuggets of what you need to build personal power. So all that is on actualized.org.